This is Gary Butterfield.
This is Cole Ross.
And this is Monster in My Podcast.
And this is The Cave Fisher.
There's a monster in my podcast.
Gary, I love The Cave Fisher.
He's pretty great.
Yeah, this must have been the inspiration for the barnacles in Half-Life.
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't even put that together, but they're very similar.
they combine many of the characteristics of a spider and a lobster, two very upsetting creatures.
You know what else combines a lot of the characteristics of the spider and the lobster?
A crab?
Or a lobster. I mean, those things are very similar to or a spider.
One of these things is just like the other.
he looks like a bad apartment bug. If you're like going to look at an apartment and you see one of these things on the floor, means if you see one, there's a lot of them.
It's not quite Joe's apartment. Maybe it's Chad's apartment.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're like silverfish style. Silverfisher.
So this guy looks kind of like not a horseshoe crab, like a spider, like an exotic underwater spider, almost
like a spider with a very wide, like a big turtle shell.
Is it like a kabuto a little bit?
Sure.
What he does is he positions himself above like ledges and stuff. He just hangs down a filament.
Yes, he makes this filament, this incredibly strong, incredibly sticky, like Spider-Man lines that are invisible, and then once you hit them, that's when they attack.
Right. And there are all kinds of rules for breaking the filament, which is very hard to do. What I love is the filament is coated with an adhesive that can only be dissolved by liquids with a high alcohol content, such as the Cave Fisher's blood. I love this guy because he knows how to party.
I was going to bring that up to you.
Who parties? Cave Fisher. Yeah. He parties and he fucks.
It's like the Fisher King. Like he's going to teach us all
how to party and fuck. Yeah.
Yeah. How to party and fuck, like that movie. Goodwill Hunting. The thing about his highly alcoholic blood doesn't come up again either.
Nope.
Which I love that too. Like if they had been like, you know, later, let's talk about his blood. If it gets in your eyes, it's 1d3 damage or something like that. But instead, the implication is just like, if you can make it out of this trap, you can break open one of these crabs and drink them for fun.
I love the idea of an alcoholic crab that like dwarfs harvest
as
like
a delicacy. Into a warm one. Yeah.
I mean, it's like it's nature's Clamato.
Yeah, Budweiser. Yeah. Like just to use that for every show on the network. It's so appropriate though. Yeah.
I also love that they have a favorite food, Gary. They've got a favorite snack. Halflings are thought to be a tasty treat.
The writing in this entry is really great. There's a couple of weird little bits like that. Like in the thing with the filament, it's in the event that a tug of war breaks out. That's a very cute name for what's happening here. And then I love how useful they are too, because this filament is like the shit. It is like thieves' guild to hunt these things down because they want to make invisible, super strong rope.
Yeah.
And then they dissolve the goo into stuff you put on your boots. So you can Spider-Man it up.
Yeah. You make thief gloves. I meant thief, like capital T thief, like Garrett.
Yes.
Yeah. Yes. And I was about to say, like, if one of these gets you, it'd be really slow, like how they eat you. However, it's 7 feet long, but even a 7 foot long crab still has like basically a bunch of wet meat where a mouth ought to be.
That's
so
true.
I can't imagine that it would be very pleasant. Also, it you has a proboscis. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. On your way. Yeah. The proboscis is what it shoots out of. So it avoids the spinneret problem.
Yes.
That a lot of tensile strength strand monsters have, where it's like, oh, this is essentially from their butt. That's pretty gross. But this is, they just have a cool, like, super soaker tube. Spits the shit out. There's no nonsense about its refractory period or anything. Like, these things do one thing and they do it right. They do three things. They do it right. One, they party. Two, they fuck your girl. And three, they spit strands.
Ropes. Brought to you by our backers at patreon.com/duckfeedtv.